Two common New Year's resolutions are eating healthier and saving money. But these goals can often conflict given the varying cost of fruit, vegetables, and meat. In the first of a two-part series, KLCC's Brian Bull shares some tips from the experts on how Oregonians can dine well without starving their wallets.
Meet Julia Baca, my coworker and a resident of Eugene's Whitaker neighborhood.
Hello there.
The most obvious tips to many frugal shoppers are clipping coupons and looking out for specials. Julia has another classic strategy as she enters the Kiva grocery store.
Ginger, eggs, chicken or beef, corn tortillas, avocado.
Writing out what you need helps guard against impulse buying, often triggered by flashy displays, free samples, or worse yet, shopping on an empty stomach.
If I write a list, I am able to focus on what I am going to buy and not get distracted with other items that look tempting.
Julia also plans her meals a week ahead. Mary Klusky of Oregon State University's College of Public Health and Human Services says that's key.
Most Americans think about what they're going to have for dinner on their way home from work. Those are bad shopping practices that contribute to spending more money on food than you need to.
Klusky says recent Bureau of Labor statistics show Americans spending more and more on food. This includes a 5% increase on dining out, which isn't always within our means.
We spend about 10% of our disposable income on food. The less money you make, the more that percentage goes up. It can get as high as 25% depending on your income. So it really can be a significant chunk of money for people.
With planning and resourcefulness, home cooking is more economical, and it doesn't have to be messy or complicated. At her home in Bend, nutritionist Christy Coughlin unloads about $40 in groceries.
So I have a 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, about a pound and a half of red potatoes, a bag of brown rice, a bag of garbanzo beans, oats.
Portion control and utilizing leftovers in other meals, practices essential to the greatest generation during the war years, can also stretch the family dollar. Coughlin acknowledges there's a temptation for people to splurge on fast and easy fare from a drive-thru or convenience store.
Depending on what's purchased at a fast food restaurant, people could easily spend about $20 and feed a family of four, whereas this right here could get you beyond the one meal, give you leftovers, and something like the rice or even the oats are going to last possibly up to even 2 to 3 weeks.
Fast food often comes packed with sodium or sugar, which can set off addictive cravings. Coughlin says not only is produce healthier in the long run, but it can offset long-term issues with your pocketbook and your waistline.
Eating more fruits and vegetables is going to help you to feel fuller, longer because of the fiber. You're less likely to overindulge, overconsume, and your budget can be stretched so much further. A banana can be like 25 cents, and it can keep you satisfied for a good amount of time.
Coughlin adds buying produce in season as a budget saver. Websites like farmflavor.com list by state what's fresh off the orchard and what's not. And on produce, people are often compelled to prioritize fruits and veggies labeled organic, fresh, and non-GMO, but both Professor Klusky and Coughlin say despite the perceived value of these foods, which can see markups of 60% or higher, many aren't any healthier than conventional produce.
And I would rather somebody eat fruits and vegetables that are conventionally grown than going and buying convenience and prepackaged foods, which we have definitely associated with long-term diseases.
Back to Julia, she's found her avocado. She says she's flexible on produce, with a few caveats.
If I see a good sale on pears, oranges, apples, it doesn't necessarily have to be organic. As long as it doesn't have pesticides and all that, I pretty much feel that I'm getting the same nutritional value.
Meanwhile, OSU's Mary Klusky also wants consumers to consider alternatives to fresh, whole produce.
Don't penalize a single mom who works all day for using canned beans.
Klusky says when it comes to reducing trim waste and expense, canned and frozen foods have their virtues too.
One of the problems with produce in general is, one, you have automatic waste. You're going to pull the leaves off the broccoli and probably the woody stems, but yet you still paid your $1.39 a pound for those. The other thing then is that sometimes people buy fresh produce and they don't plan for when they're going to eat it. And as a consequence, it goes bad.
If you're creative, stems, cores, and overripe fruit can be used for smoothies, broths, juices, and stews, or filler for casseroles, egg rolls, and breads, among other things. Brian Bull, KLCC News.